Shane Bieber Cy Young, a legitimate Cy Young, yes or no, 216-474-0098. Terrible. You people are terrible. It is a legitimate Cy Young. It just doesn't, it's not as much as the other Cy Youngs, which now I know he's in the area and he might be driving around and I don't want to say anything more. Shane, you are a well-loved man here in the area.
How do you know he's in the area?
I have sources that have said that he may still be in the region. And so I don't want him to get in his car. Let's hear some sports talk radio and hear what my legacy is about. It is a legitimate Cy Young. It's like, buddy, you got the award. I don't. Nobody else does, okay? Congratulations.
He got that truck, too, didn't he?
Yes. Does he still have the truck?
And that crystal baseball bat.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you got to be careful moving that thing. You're going to need Keith Hernandez and Jerry Seinfeld to help you move that one. Come on, Shane. Laugh. It's funny. Hey, we're downtown if you want to come down here and give an exit interview. I will clear the schedule.
Yeah, he's got to be on the way.
I'll kick Daryl's ass right out of here at 8:21.
You have to drive right past the studio to get to Toronto.
Yeah, you do. You can't. It's right along I-90, bud. Okay? Unless you're taking Windsor, and then that's just not good planning.
You could take a boat, go through the locks, and make its way up.
I wasn't
up to Kelly's Island, and then flip a right.
I wasn't upset about Shane Bieber being traded, just for the simple fact is I didn't think that they were going to be able to hold on to him. I think that what Lima said about it was right. It feels like found money, but I think we're in this fight, and we've been this way for the last several years, and certainly this year, where there are, I think, people who are accused of not being hardcore Indians fans or not knowing baseball and not knowing what this team's about, and people who are saying that those people have their head in the sand about the Guardians and just will eat up anything the Guardians give. I think that this year, especially, when I say the season isn't over, they go, wait a minute, haven't you just been yelling at the Dolans over the last couple of months over what's going on? Yeah, but the season's not over. I still don't excuse the non-action during the offseason. Just because you're telling me there's a lockout in 2027 doesn't give you an excuse.
That's not going to work really well with fans.
I don't give a bleep about your planet, and neither does Matt Derry, it seems.
I'm frustrated. I'm breathing a sigh of relief like you guys. Season is not over. You're right. Guardians only three out of the wild card. They're right there. But did they add any pieces? Did they go get another bat? It doesn't make any sense. I don't think they're trying. I don't think they're going to try next year either. The Dolans and a bevy of owners, I would probably say a good 70% of the baseball owners are ready to shut this thing down in 2027, and a countdown is on. And unfortunately, we're grouped in that mix.
Ooh, that's Matt Derry. Hear more of him, 92.3thefan.com and the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. And to that, what is every fan going to say? We'll sell the team.
Yes!
Which Minnesota
is selling the team.
Holy cow, did they just gut everything. They're gutting payroll for next year.
They said, we can't afford it, we're selling the team.
All in anticipation of this. We already saw, by the way, the White Sox, you know, they divested and the ESPNs came in. You saw it with Baltimore. Like, there are a bunch of people getting out. Boy, when this happens in the NBA, people sound alarms. Like, why is Mark Cuban selling? What's wrong with the NBA? Why are the Celtics and Lakers selling? It's like, have you seen baseball? The Rays just sold for 1.7. Like, people are worried about the lack of local money.
But you
like,
see this?
They are really worried because baseball has been able to stay propped up as, call it a regional sport or whatever, but it was that people watched their team, so they profited off of that. Well, that is gone with the extinction of the cable model.
I think you may be onto something there with what you said about David Blitzer, I almost called him Wolf, David Blitzer and Paul Dolan yesterday, where they might not be too thrilled about where each other are on the price. Because when things are, like, you always hear in a recession, what do business people do in a recession? They buy things. When things aren't good, because they buy it at a lower price. The Twins are looking to get out. Who can afford these teams anymore? Look, by the way, look at ownerships now. It used to be, hey, it's the Johnson family, and they own this. I know there's Woody Johnson actually does own the Jets, so I should use it. It's the Lottemans. Oh, the Lottemans, yeah. They owned a chain of department stores, and now they became the owner of the Cleveland Indians, now the Cleveland Guardians. it isn't like that as much as it used to be. You're seeing ownership groups now. The Haslam Sports Group owning multiple sports franchises. You're seeing Josh Harris and David Blitzer, and you're hearing about Ishbia getting involved in more teams. Dan Gilbert owning multiple teams eventually here. Like, you're seeing more sports groups that are owning it. So now you'll get the bottleneck going on. Well, if they're coming in, it almost turns into the corporate raiders who are coming in to buy these properties, and they're going to run these properties as a business. So there is a tug and pull with all this, and it's always been the weird, complicated history of Paul Dolan. There's a lot about Paul Dolan that you can like. There's one huge thing about Paul Dolan that nobody really likes, and it's that, no, he's just never going to go all in. He's never going to go into the red. All in to him is 2017, and that was still not satisfying enough for a lot of the fan base. And he's not going to do it consistently over that period of time. And he's had John Sherman to help him out at that time. Mm-hmm. Now he's supposed to have David Blitzer at this time. But what's David Blitzer going to put into when we're about to have a labor lockout coming up here in a couple of years? And we don't know the television deal that's going to be pounded out here.
By the way, even that year, 2017, they were 13th in payroll. It was $132 million. And that year you had the Dodgers at $259, Boston at $209.
Well, at least the Dodgers didn't win the World Series that year.
I know.
Got that going for us.
It's just you never, if that's the closest thing you're going to get to it, I don't think you're just never going to see this team go out of their way as constituted. They are like a third of the league. There's 10 teams in this league. There's 10 owners under the current setup who are not going to spend.
I think there's even more than that. I think you're being pretty generous with that. I think there's just a handful of teams that are willing to go way over and beyond, and they are in major markets. But that said, they don't move Stephen Kwan yesterday. I know there were several people saying that it was a white flag. I don't think trading away Paul Sewald is a white flag. I don't think that trading away Shane Bieber is a white flag. Stephen Kwan still being in this lineup helped save the season for me.
Well, at least to keep you interested.
Yeah,
right?
Well, it's not just like if you can get to the postseason, it really saves the season for me to get mad all over again. Because if they do get to the postseason, I guarantee you I will be sitting here after they get bounced in the postseason going, what are they doing? What did they do last offseason? And last offseason has a direct correlation into this coming postseason. Nobody thought they were going to be able to turn it around after a while. They had a 10-game losing streak. They're able to turn the damn thing around, and then you didn't do what was necessary to give them help, and so we just made another postseason appearance, which they don't fall off of trees, but they just got you to care enough to make you angry.
Yeah, you just got me thinking. If they did make that run that Owen predicted they would make, you know, right around the All-Star break, given their schedule, I mean, look, you got a series coming up against the Twins. Who's even on the Twins, right?
They traded 9 of their 26-man roster.
You have another chance to win a series. If they win this series, they will have won, what, 5 of the last 6?
Yeah.
6 or 6 of the last 7? Okay, so if they do make that run, Kenny, are you saying this town is not going to get swept? This time, they're not going to get swept up because they're so upset.
No, yeah, I do believe that. I don't believe they're going to get swept up. They got swept up in it last year. I think it was a lot of fun. You'll have a sellout in the postseason if you host home playoff games in the postseason.
I would hope so.
You will have a sellout, but it won't be like it was before because I don't think people will give it the chance. I think they'll look at this, and it's going to be frustrating for Owen, and I think it's going to be frustrating for a lot of people who are Guardians first fans because, hey, if you get into the postseason, we'll see how the dice roll. But I think for a lot of fans, they'll treat it like college football. Yeah, Indiana made the postseason, but do they really have a chance? Like, there's wins just count as wins. So the Twins, it's just a win if they win tonight. But it doesn't matter because, hey, you know, they traded away 11 guys out of their 26-man roster. And you know what? You won some games against Baltimore, but obviously they've hit the bleeps. And you look at what the rest of the schedule looks like and a couple of these other teams. And, hey, you know, you're not really seeing. Like, there's a difference here with a lot of fans.
I'll be interested to see what tonight, Friday night game that has been very well attended. The weekends have been very well attended this summer. I'll be interested to see what it feels like in there. I think we're going tonight. It has been, you know, weeknight games, they say 22. It doesn't always feel like that. 22, 24, somewhere around there. It feels like it's 15, maybe. Weekends have felt very crowded, and I wonder if the way that the week played out from Class A to all this other stuff is going to affect the feeling inside the ballpark tonight.
I bet, will people go just to see Stephen Kwan again?
Yeah, I wonder if it's a thank God he's still here type of welcome home, even though you never left?
I'd be willing to, if they trade away Stephen Kline, there'd definitely be a lot of people going, this, I ain't going.
There would be one family I know for sure would not have attended tonight.
And there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people in that family, so.
Yeah.
You think about that.
You know how many hot dogs we buy during Dollar Tree?
There are eight people in that family over in Avon Lake that goes to those games. That's a lot of folks you're losing on a Dollar Dog night, folks. Take that into consideration when you were thinking about trading away Stephen Kwan. But I think there are going to be a lot of people going, okay, they kept Stephen Kwan, got the Twins in town. The Twins traded how many people? We got a win coming up. I think they'll do that better for the now. But as we go through the season, and then when you get to the postseason, yeah, there will be some excitement. I don't think it'll be Guardians fever. There'll be typical postseason excitement. Now, if they get to the ALCS, I think things would change. But if they're just a wild card team, I think people are going to go, wait a minute here. And if they lose in the wild card, if they lose in the LDS, I may look at it and go, boy, you guys really overachieved, but you're still mad at ownership for not doing what was necessary to help you get over the hump. You know, you're an ALCS team. That sets a standard. And if you weren't able to do that, if you weren't willing to do that, that's the thing. Not able, but willing. If you weren't willing to do that, that's not going to sit right with your fan base because they don't care about you getting ready for 2027. No one prepares for the future like the Cleveland Guardians. They've been doing it for 78 years.